Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 32, found in Grade 4, Book 2, of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 32 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 13 in Part 1 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 32. In this question, the student is asked to find out how many boxes of nails are needed to build a deck that requires a total of 700 nails. The student is also asked to figure out how many nails were used on Monday if exactly 3 boxes of nails were used that day. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for the first answer is 7 boxes, and the correct response for the second answer is 300 nails. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 15. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has divided the 700 nails needed by the 100 nails in one box to arrive at the correct answer of 7 boxes. Next, the student has multiplied the 3 boxes of nails used on Monday by the number of nails in a box, 100, to determine correctly that Mr. Morris used 300 nails on Monday. Now let's look at the second guide paper, which is a score point 1. This response is only partially correct. The student has not divided correctly, resulting in an incorrect first answer, 1 box instead of 7 boxes. However, the second answer, 300 nails, is correct. Our third guide paper is a score point 1 response. This response is also only partially correct. The student has divided correctly for the first answer, but has multiplied incorrectly for the second answer, resulting in an answer of 500 nails instead of 300. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, we find a score point 0 response. This paper is completely incorrect and demonstrates a lack of understanding. The last guide paper for this question is another score point 0. In this response, both answers are completely incorrect. Please take a moment to review these 5 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 32, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 32. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 6. Both answers in this response are complete and correct. Therefore, this paper earns a score of 2. Moving on to Practice Set 7, we see the first answer, 7 boxes, is correct, but the second answer, 4 nails, is incorrect. This response only receives a score of 1. Next, we have Practice Set 8. Neither answer given in this paper is correct. This response receives a score of 0. Now let's review Practice Set 9. This student has provided an incorrect first answer, 600 boxes instead of 7 boxes, but the second answer of 300 nails is correct. So this response receives a score of 1. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 10. In this paper, the first answer of 7 boxes is correct, but the second answer, 30 nails, demonstrates a calculation error. This response then only receives partial credit, a score of 1. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website, or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.